Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of Overreaction Monday, Week 5 style, brought to you by Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. What you need to do is download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code Overreaction for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And this is a big edition of Overreaction Monday, not just because rubber's meeting the road, but Chris Brockman, you're in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I'm in London.
All right.
This is the first ever international edition of Overreaction.
This is
Monday.
Really cool, Rich. And I said this to you earlier, but great job on the cast yesterday. Ended up being a really interesting game. Jacksonville got out to the lead, never really relinquished, but the Bills did make it interesting at the end. How was the vibe there in London? It looked like such a great time.
It was awesome. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is awesome. It's great. And a lot of Bills fans went in there.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping that they're looking around and that it's going to be a similar layout in their new facility once it's finally built. And the Bills Mafia showed up en masse. It was great. My only concern right now, though, is that this edition of Overreaction Monday clears customs because the folks in charge of Brexit are going to be the ones to determine whether or not you're overreacting too much, Christopher. So
Do you say? Great. Let's do it. Let's start. Let's see. Where should we start?
We start with the drop. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Chris. Here we go.
All right, Ridge. I'm not going to start where you think I'm going to start, but I'm going to start here. The Detroit Lions, big winners yesterday, put up a 40 burger on the Panthers. They are the best challenge to the 49ers to come out of the NFC.
I like it, Chris. I like that. Look at you starting this thing off right now.
And I know a couple of numbers, Rich. The Lions have 148 points scored through 5 weeks. That's second in the NFC, only to San Francisco. Jared Goff has been awesome. Top 10 in yards, sixth in passer rating and completion percentage, 9 touchdowns, only 3 picks on the year. He is playing great football. And as we mentioned earlier on the big show, he's going to get another big contract probably from Detroit. He is this team's franchise quarterback.
And everybody thought he was just keeping it there until the Lions eventually would fall apart, get themselves a top 10 pick, or this time around when they had that pick, they'd stick him there and maybe get Anthony Richardson or somebody if he fell. And instead, they go and get Jahmyr Gibbs and trade out, and they're just taking chunks out of people and they're getting it done. And I love the Detroit Lions. You know, I picked them to win the division. You know, I love talking about them. You know, I love Aiden Hutchinson. You know, I love Dan Campbell, but I'm going to call this an overreaction because the Philadelphia Eagles are still sitting there. And yes, I believe the San Francisco 49ers would rather have the Eagles potentially come into their house feeling great about taking care of business against the Philadelphia Eagles in front of their home fans, a nice piece of red meat for all those prospectors out there looking for gold in 49er country to try and get past them and win the Super Bowl and go to the Super Bowl and win it. I would proffer to say they'd rather see the Eagles than the Lions. The Lions are a great team on the road. I know the Eagles are doing what they're doing, which is why I'm just basically going to say this is an overreaction to start. It's too soon to say that the Lions have a better chance than the Eagles to beat the 49ers. That's how I'm going to go with this one. But that's a great way to start. I like it.
Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
We're off to a good start. Okay, this guy is taking a lot of heat on this podcast and nationally, really, because he hasn't looked good despite the team winning its first two games. Got tripped up the last 2 weeks, but big win yesterday at home. If Desmond Ridder plays like that, Rich Eisen, the Falcons are winning the NFC South.
Hey, man, I'll say that that's a good one.
28 for 37, 329 yards, threw a touchdown, ran another one in. He was making confident throws, got Kyle Pitts involved, finally a Pitts breakout game. Drake London had a big game. This was a great Desmond Ridder's best game as a pro. I don't think you can argue that.
Brother, I am 100% with you. I think that this is a good call, despite the fact we had Baker Mayfield on this week, and he's looked the way that he's looked, coming off a bye, hangs out in the at the Oklahoma win over the Texas Longhorns, feeling good about himself. But you and I both chose the Falcons to win this division coming into the season, and that's exactly the reason why Arthur Smith didn't bench this guy in the London loss to Jacksonville. He could have pushed that panic button, and he got himself a good performance like this, a nice little upward tick against the Texans team, that beat Trevor Lawrence, a Texans team that has absolutely been better on defense than last year. So that was a nice W. Desmond Ridder looking down the barrel of, who knows, Taylor Heineke, if there is a short rope. And we also saw what C.J. Stroud's been doing. He could have put that pressure on himself as well. But it made diamonds in terms of that last-minute win for the Falcons. I'll buy this one. I'll take this one on that one.
All right, Rich, you know who else is back? Oh, baby. He had his best game of the year as well. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase proved he was bleeping open. With those guys back to form, the Bengals are the team to beat in the AFC North.
I'll still call that an overreaction. I don't know who's the team to beat in the AFC North. I have no idea. You can't choose any of them right now. You could make the case for every single one of them. And I know the folks think that the Ravens and their offense, if I'm not mistaken, that was my prediction from last week's overreaction.
Did we finally get one right?
Well, we'll just put a pin in that for later on in this conversation. For, as you know, we always finish our podcast with predicting what we're going to overreact to.
Right.
It's still too soon to call the Ravens, even though in the overreaction Monday segment during the show, you said their offense was broken. Who the hell knows if the Ravens can find some sort of light switch, even in London against the Tennessee Titans later on this week that I'm sticking around in London to call that game on NFL Network on Sunday. The Steelers, man, they got punked by the 49ers. Then they win three of their next four. Losing one in Houston means that they're very inconsistent. So you can make the case they're not the team to beat. The Ravens aren't the team to beat because their offense doesn't look all that great, and they're supposed to look better in that front. Then the Browns are 2-2, and Deshaun Watson's a little bit banged up. He's coming off a bye, not even showing up for the first moments of practice this week. So the Bengals looking the way they looked, if they play like this, they look like the Bengals team we're familiar with. Need to see some consistency here. Need to see Burrow's calf holding up. Can't call them the team to beat based on what we just saw this past week. And that's exactly what an overreaction is. AFC North wide open. That's my two cents there.
AFC North, best division in football?
Let's see how Zach Wilson keeps
playing. Just throwing you a little curveball. Let's see how Zach Wilson. I mean, the AFC East has the worst team in the league. All right, we'll get to that in a second.
Dude, the Patriots. Okay.
Hold on. We'll get to that in a minute. Speaking of terrible teams, the Denver Broncos are a terrible team. You stayed up to watch your Jets.
I did.
Handle them 31-21. Probably not as close as it was a 3-point game late. Got a scoop and score. But Sean Payton, Rich. He took the money. Can't blame him. But he should have stayed on the Fox set and waited to coach one of these top three quarterbacks in 2024 instead of taking the money in Denver.
I'll tell you what. If you want to go down this path here, the team that he, should have waited for is basically if the Chargers don't make the playoffs. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Although you can't count on the Spanos's to
cut bait and
pay, you know what I mean?
Like money. Right.
You know, but here's the thing, Christopher. He could stay put there in Denver and still coach one of these kids coming out of college. That's how bad it has looked.
Not a bad point.
Dude, Russ just doesn't look like the guy in Seattle anymore. Let's call it the way we're seeing it right now.
Yeah. Two costly turnovers yesterday when they had a chance to win.
He was on a path to the Hall of Fame. He was on a fast track to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, that's
the stuff
not
that he did in Seattle. Dude, he was on a path to the Hall. And now, the last, what would you say, I guess now, 22 games. It's totally flipped. The best play that he had in his arsenal was to hope that the Jets defense playing man coverage didn't turn their heads and he had a free reign to run up the middle.
Also, Sean Payton also isn't doing himself any favors with the play calling. At one point, both your top corners were out of the game for some reason. Sauce took a breather and they some double fumble recovery. Jets recover, changed the whole tenor of that game.
He might be in a slump too. I don't know.
Is he rusty? Is that what it is after taking the year off?
Or they're just not good. He took over a team that, Nathaniel Hackett didn't do a great job coaching him, but nobody could have. And this is proof of it. I don't know. It's just five games in, so I'm not going to sit here and say that he should have stayed on Fox to coach these guys. He's taken the money to be in Denver, and he may wind up coaching these guys anyway. And this may wind up being one of those, moments where he's got to deal with the Jets Twitter account memes, and he's got to hear all
really
of the criticism.
That was hilarious.
All of that stuff, he's going to have to potentially deal with that in a very difficult, troubling season. But the end of the rainbow could be Caleb Williams in Denver anyway. It could be Drake May in Denver anyway. It could be Penix in Denver anyway. So, because that's how bad they look right now.
They look really bad. One of the bottom five teams in the league. All right, let's talk about your Jets. You guys won this game yesterday. 2-3 on the year. Let's be positive. Yeah. Zach Wilson doing his thing. Yes. Rich.
Having a snap from scrimmage on offense with the lead for the first time.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
The Jets are Zach Wilson's team. Now, even if Aaron Rodgers does come back late in the year, Zach's team.
Okay.
Well, this is what you wanted the whole time. This is what you wanted.
I haven't wanted this. What do you mean? What have I wanted?
This is what you wanted. Remember in the off. Let's take you back to the offseason.
No.
The Aaron Rodgers rumors were hot. You're like, we don't need him. Zach's the guy. This is why we took him number two overall. Aaron Rodgers now. Four snaps, five snaps later.
By the way,
now it's Zach Wilson's team again.
You must not have taken history at Syracuse. Because you're a terrible historian, you're creating your own narratives here.
It's working. Okay? It's working.
Here's what I wanted. I wanted Zach Wilson to come out of the box, the number two overall pick in the draft from BYU, looking like Mahomes. Not saying that Mahomes has had a Mahomes-like ceiling that Romo said that Zach Wilson had. Okay,
Romo,
that's what I wanted. I wanted him to come out of the box. I wanted
to put a bullseye on Zach Wilson right from the get go.
That's even pie in the sky. I wanted him to come out of the box like C.J. Stroud's come out of the box. in Houston. That's what I wanted to see. And instead, we didn't get that. Get out of here. Even if Rodgers, let me make sure I put my glasses on so I can see that topic bar. Even if Rodgers comes back from the speed bridge, you know what we're doing? We're getting on the Rodgers train.
Why? What if Zach Wilson has his team in the playoffs? What if he's like 8-6? You're going to just turn it back over to Rodgers, who hasn't played all year?
Yes. If the wins look like they looked yesterday, where we got to rely on Greg Zuerlein's leg, and that we were fortunate not to have a come home to roost, missing 3 points entirely at the end of the first half and seeing some of the throws every single time he throws it, and it looks like a frozen rope. I'm like, I sit up straight in my chair.
He's getting better every week. This is only week five.
But right now, this is an overreaction. Right now, if this is the play that we're going to get, and Rodgers defies all science, yes, science, modern medicine comes to the rescue, for Aaron Rodgers, okay, if that happens, we're going to test Aaron Rodgers' speed bridge out in December. You betcha. Or January, if this is the style of play that we're getting. This is so premature and such an overreaction. Move on, please.
All right. Here's not an overreaction. The Patriots are top to bottom, the worst team in the NFL right now.
Carolina is the worst
team. Carolina can at least score touchdowns, Rich. Nah. It's 72-3 the last 2 weeks. They have a minus 76 point differential. It sucks. They suck. I want the season to be over.
Is this like a therapy session? Should I see if I take insurance? Right now, do you want to lie on a couch?
Absolutely. Once a week, I need one of these topics, because just when I thought it can't get any worse, like Bill Belichick had the worst loss of his coaching career last week, and then they just re-upped it with a 34-0, a home shutout, for the largest home shutout since 1969.
It's
not
terrible.
Nice.
I know.
It's awful. What is happening?
It's awful. I tweeted out that I could hear the boos from New England here in Old England. You know, like it's bad. It's really bad. And I'm stunned to see how bad it is based on the fact that this team almost beat the Eagles in week one.
That seems like 4 years ago, almost beating the Eagles in week one. DeMario Douglas's toe goes, if it's not on the white line, the Pats might win that game.
I know. And that would be something else. That team's still in there. The problem is Judon's hurt. And so is the kid from Oregon that you drafted.
Yeah. Christian Gonzalez was defensive rookie of the month, and now they're out.
He was on path.
It's brutal.
He was on path.
Yeah.
I know. But J.C. Jackson's going to get up to speed. I can't believe it. I will believe it when I see it. The problem for you is the schedule coming up.
Yeah,
you need to win that game in Vegas.
Have to.
You got to win. You got to see that. You have to win that game in Vegas to go 2-4. Certainly when you're going to be taking on the Bills and the Dolphins coming up next, and they would love to curb stomp.
And the Chiefs, but if they don't beat Vegas, though, where are the winnable games? I know they play Indy, they play the Commanders coming up, but if Anthony Richardson is back, that dude looks like one of the best young quarterbacks in the league.
Sam Howell hasn't been able to finish.
31 against the Eagles.
He could be really talented, Chris, but he can't finish. This is the third game he started and couldn't finish. And then another one he completely missed. He can't stay healthy, which is a problem. He's going to have to protect himself better. Or maybe we're learning that despite he looks like Adonis, he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
He plays week one and he doesn't. Honestly, he can't finish games.
I just don't know where the wins are coming on this Patriots schedule. I mean, this looks like this season looks like 3-14.
You take on Carolina, you win that game. Absolutely. Belichick's not losing to a rookie quarterback. That ain't happening. So it's bad for you. They played terribly lately, but I'll call that an overreaction just to save you from yourself.
Thank you.
Again, this is an episode of Overreaction Monday that is brought to you by our friends at Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Game Time has killer last-minute deals, all in prices and views from your seat, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. When you hop on Game Time, you will see not only how easy it is to use, how easy it is to find tickets, but you will also see how easy it is to have the guesswork removed from buying tickets with Game Time, because you not only get to see the entire view from your seat wherever you buy your seat, but you can also make sure that you get all in pricing so there are no hidden fees. And here's the best part about it. You download the Game Time app today. You create an account today and you pop in the code OVERREACTION. You get $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code OVERREACTION, OVERREACTION. There's two R's in OVERREACTION. $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
All right, Christopher, let's get back at it.
All right, second half, here we go. And we're going to make adjustments.
I've been told by passport control this is working out, so it's good.
This team didn't make any second half adjustments yesterday, but I do like the cut of their jib when it comes to the wide receivers. Puka Doncic still balling. Cooper Kupp is back. The Rams have the best wide receiver duo in the NFL.
You got to say that they do.
Puka's second in the NFL in yards. He leads the NFL in catches and targets.
Good.
He got another touchdown yesterday. Cooper Kupp looked unbelievable in the first half yesterday.
Look at that picture, by the way, the two of them standing next to each other, 10 and 17, Kupp and Nacua. It looks like Nacua looks like if you translate Nacua from a different language, it means Kupp. Seriously, they catch everything.
They're 118 for Cooper Kupp yesterday. Matthew Stafford was all over him, 10 targets.
I know the Eagles shut that down in the second half.
They did, but the first half it was smooth.
So, but where else are we going? Because right now, you know,
Gabe Davis is balling with the
Diggs
and Gabe Davis.
You got to go that one. That's a good one right there.
Devontae Smith, AJ Brown looks like one of the best wide receivers in the league right now.
Yeah, the Eagles have pretty good ones too. They're off there.
Waddle and Tyreek, DK and Lockett.
So the fact that we're naming, you know, tandems that could be ruled as such, I think you're making the case that this is an overreaction at this point in time. But again, this will all come out in the wash.
Let's get some more wins.
But I think Stafford looks good, and all they got to do is just play a little bit better. They've been in every game and just haven't finished a few of them. But I think the Rams are going to be, I think you could agree with this right now, right? Is this an overreaction? The Rams are going to be in the playoff hunt at the end of the year.
I don't think that's an overreaction. I think they're going to be there. They're going to be there at the end, especially after having the tiebreak on Seattle head-to-head here after their first meeting.
A month ago, we weren't saying that, were we?
No. I mean, during the preseason, they're tanking.
If this is a month ago after that week one win in Seattle, if you would come on the air and say that the Rams are going to be in the playoff hunt at the end of the year, that would have been an overreaction then, but not now, right?
Not now. They look like they're going to be there at the end. Not an overreaction, Rich. The 49ers are really good. Coming off of last night, though, I think they would beat an all-star team made up of the 31 other teams. Like, if you just made up an all-star team of the 31 other teams, and they had to play the 49ers still win.
So an NFL Pro Bowl team loses to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, at 100%.
You're out of your mind. This may be the wildest overreaction that you've had yet.
You are Mr. 49er. You think they're going to go undefeated this year?
I wouldn't say that they're going to go undefeated this year. So this is what you're basically saying, is that the NFL, Like, so let's take Mahomes and Kelsey, right?
Yep.
And add in Tyreek Hill.
Jamar Chase,
right?
Yep.
A-Chan, let's throw him in for a nice little off the bench.
Why not? Okay. Bijan, put him in the backfield.
Hold on. Let's get A.J. Brown as wide receiver 3.
Okay.
And then defensively, Aaron Donald, along with Micah Parsons, and along with T.J. Watt, and get out of here. I think, come on, man.
24-21 really? Niners.
I want this clip to go viral
so 49ers fans can get out of my mentions.
Dude, all I know is that you love coming up with topics about teams and players that I love to force me to say somebody's or some team that I love is part of an overreaction. I just want the record to reflect
49ers fans and everyone in the Bay Area. I said the Niners would win. Rich said they would lose to the All-Star
team. Thank you.
I just want that out there.
That's a good one, Chris. It's a great one. You cracked me up with that
All
one.
All right, coming off of last night, Mike McCarthy did not have a good game. And if the Cowboys missed the playoffs this year, they're going to have a new coach in 2024.
I think that's a fact. Oh, I don't think that's an overreaction at all. And that's, you know, and this is something McCarthy knows too. Remember he came on a couple of weeks ago and I asked him about, you know, are you coaching for your job? And he basically gave a terrific answer, which is everybody does that every year and things of that nature. But yo, boy, I mean, you heard Jerry say this is a measuring stick game last week, and then the Niners hit him over the head with the measuring stick and broke it off in him, you know? And so, come on. And then, you know, Jerry's absolutely talking about this is a team that can win the Super Bowl. And the fact that they miss the playoffs? Oh, forget it. Yes, I think, and you know that the Cowboys are not a team known for changing coaches. I mean, Jason Garrett there forever and a day.
Right.
So I firmly believe that, but I don't believe they're going to miss the playoffs. So.
Oh, well, what else? Well, then that makes this next topic one we can just kind of breeze through. The NFC East is only going to have one playoff team, Rich Eisen. I mean, come on.
Yeah. That's not true.
It's the Eagles and everybody else is just kind of,
Dallas is definitely, come on, man. Here's the issue as well. Let's just give you your what you're looking for right here. Dallas is 9 wins, right?
Okay.
Dallas is 9 wins. Give me the other 10 win teams in the NFC.
Well, can I have a tiebreaker? What if another team is 9-8 but has a tiebreaker over Dallas? I mean, you're looking at Seattle and San Francisco in the West, right? Detroit, let's say Green Bay wins tonight. Detroit and Green Bay in the North. Okay.
So you think Green Bay is going to finish out the season better at 3-2 than the Cowboys at 3-2? For real?
I'm saying if Green Bay is 9-8,
I'm giving Green Bay that win.
They might have a tiebreaker over Dallas, who's 9-8, or they might get to 10-7. I'm just giving you possible playoff teams.
And I'm going to say,
what if Atlanta and Tampa Bay make the playoffs in the South?
Or New Orleans?
We have been assuming this whole time that the South is only going to have one playoff team. But
yeah, you're right. This is an overreaction. I'm not overreacting to Dallas looking as bad as they looked against the Niners 2 weeks after losing to Arizona. I'm not going to take that cheese right now. They're still a playoff team. And when the season ends, they and the Eagles will be in. And the team, if I had to give you the division where 3 playoff teams might come from, Chris, I'll go NFC West right now. We just talked about how the Rams are going to be a playoff run.
Yeah, of course.
In a playoff hunt.
But back to Dallas for a second. Do you think Dak is a top 15 quarterback right now?
Oh, boy. I don't know if we have time in the rest of this podcast to just go out because, you know, I like to keep it moving to go over 15 quarterbacks. But, yeah, I think he's definitely in the top half of the league in quarterback right now. Come on, man. There's so few quarterbacks in this league right now. Come on.
This might be the defining moment of Dak's Cowboys quarterback tenure. I mean, he just can't beat the 49ers.
It may just be. And you're not wrong. when it all comes down to it. But I'll just call this an overreaction.
All right, a few more, and we'll get you out into your London night. If Justin Jefferson is out multiple weeks, which it looked like it might be with that hamstring injury, the Vikings need to trade Kirk Cousins ASAP.
I need to see the rest of the next couple days about this injury, and then the next couple weeks.
We've been talking about it. We've been dancing around the Kirk topic for a little while. And if Jefferson's going to be out 2 to 3, 4 weeks, now's the time.
Hell yeah. Now's the time. Not now. Now's not the time. This is, it's a midnight league, man. Trade deadline's not till the end of this month. It's 2 more weeks, but this is something that I wouldn't be surprised if they have in their top drawer. Just start calling around. And again, I don't know who else there is, because other than the Jets, who would make a trade like that? And I don't know if the Jets are going to see if Zach, performs well against the Eagles coming off of a bye.
Yeah.
Then they've got a game against the Chargers and the Giants before the trade deadline, if they'd even go do that right now. Certainly if Rodgers loves his coordinator and loves the kid and wants to have this seat kept warm for him to come back this year, then the Jets won't make that move. If Rodgers is working his ass off to try and come back in December and January, they're not trading for Kirk Cousins. They're not trading more draft capital for him. If Zach plays as well as he's been playing or has improved as he's played the last 2 weeks. But that puts the Vikings in a dire situation. That is for sure. That is for sure. What else?
All right, one of the big off-field stories from over the weekend, Jonathan Taylor got his big extension, 3 years, $42 million from the Colts. His contract extension, however, is not going to affect the running back market. This was a singular one-time thing for a one-time player.
Bingo. Bingo. I don't think this is going to affect the running back market at all. In the same way we talked about it earlier in this program, it would be amazing if the MVP of the league is Christian McCaffrey and the offensive rookie of the year winds up being Devin Achane. Or the offensive player of the year winds up being Christian McCaffrey instead of Tyreek Hill, and the offensive rookie of the year is Devin Achane. So on one hand, you see, well, somebody at the position is worth being the highest paid at the position. And on the other hand, you can just take somebody out of college and he's dynamite. You even suggested in our Overreaction Monday segment on our show, which you can also get on our YouTube page, that Achane is going to lead the league in rushing.
Yeah, he's only 50 yards behind McCaffrey, and he's playing a game and a half less.
Right. So this is another point of just saying, why are we paying these guys?
Right.
We paid Saquon Barkley. He misses 3 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Austin Eckler wanted all his money, and we told him to get a trade, and he doesn't. We bring him back. We give him a little extra money. He hasn't played in a month. By the way, our fantasy team is still 4-1
in the dominating in the sleeper league.
In the fantasy footballers league, even without Austin Eckler. That said, this makes nothing. This makes no change at all. I'm just thrilled for Jonathan Taylor that he got his money. He deserves it, and I can't wait to see what he does with it.
All right, last one. Huge win yesterday in Pittsburgh by the Steelers. However, despite the 3-2 record, still major, major issues on the offensive side of the ball for Black and Yellow. I'm not going to go there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me give you the numbers, Rich Eisen.
I'm not going to go there.
Seven touchdowns on the year. Seven, averaging only 16 points a game. Najee Harris has under 250 yards.
Yeah.
Three and a half yards per carry on the ground. They only average 289 yards per game.
Yes. Now that sounds like major problems offensively, but as long as 14's healthy, they got to start finding him.
He's so good.
And I don't want to go down this direction, Chris, because I don't want @DannyFootball77 tweeting at me, Yeah. Although that might,
no avatar.
Help us go viral. It's got an avatar. Apparently it's got like a Steelers hat. I don't know. I was showing that to Kurt Warner on the way to the game on Sunday, just, to tell him, that a lot of people think there's a burner account out there. But look, man, you're right. The running game is terrible.
Terrible.
But I think they have the answers. How's that? They do look like they're having issues offensively, but they have answers. They have answers in the passing game in Pickens. And that kid, Jalen Warren, they got to get him the ball more.
Yep. Agreed.
So they got some playmakers here. They got some playmakers here, and they got a trigger man who's finding the light switch. And he comes on strong in fourth quarters, brother, and makes throws. I saw it myself. Christmas Eve night, I called that game.
Yep.
So I'll just say for the moment, this is an overreaction, but I understand where you're coming from. I know that they have pieces that can help out. And don't at us at Danny Football 77, just please.
Keep us out of the burner accounts.
You want none of that.
None of that.
All right. As okay. we now finish up Overreaction Monday, as always, we give predictions on what we believe we're going to overreact to next week. If I'm not mistaken, I said something along the lines of the Ravens are going to miss the playoffs will be something that we overreact to, or the Ravens are in deep trouble or something along those lines.
I think you kind of got that one.
But I still think that's an overreaction. It is just 3-2. I knew that the Steelers were going to come up with a win. I actually lone wolfed that on game day morning. We just didn't have a show to put that out there. Otherwise, if I was in America, I'd have put the lid on and howled.
Well, werewolves so of what London, do you have? Okay.
What do you have over there for, I know, the lone wolves of London? Well, what do you have for your overreaction that we're going to be, your prediction?
Okay, here we go. Last night, we saw the Niners are the best team in the NFL by far. Prohibitive Super Bowl favorites. They are at Cleveland next week. They're going to take care of business. And then, you know what we're going to be overreacting to, Rich?
What do you got?
The 49ers are going to go undefeated in the regular season this year.
Okay.
It's going to be everywhere. First take, disputed, undisputed, whatever the shows are. We're going to start talking about, look at the schedule. I mean, their only tough game is going to be against Philadelphia. Like, they're going to be undefeated regular season for the 49ers next week.
I think you're going to be right. I think you're going to be right on that one. I think I'm going to be right on this one, too. Next week, even though this is an Overreaction Monday show.
What do you got, Rich?
And the Cowboys play on Monday night next week.
Here in SoFi against the Chargers.
They're going to lose to the Los Angeles Chargers. Kellen Moore is going to dial it up for Justin Herbert coming off a bye. And the Chargers are going to win. And the overreaction is going to be the Cowboys are missing the playoffs. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, let's go. Here we go.
You're already there, Chris. I know you've
I'm already there. Two losses in the last 3 weeks. Oh, I'm already there.
And so that's my prediction, although we won't know at this point next week. I will be landing from London on that Monday, and we'll do next week's Overreaction Monday in studio. Well done, Christopher.
Great job, Rich. You look great.
That'll wrap it up for this week.
In London, baby.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate that. That'll wrap it up for this week 5 edition of Overreaction Monday. Be sure to get us every single Monday wherever you get your podcasts or on the YouTube page of The Rich Eisen Show. And then on Tuesday, be sure to check in on What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. This Tuesday, their guest is going to be Michael Irvin, coming off of the Cowboys beatdown. He is already confirmed. He's going to be there. So check out What the Football with Susie and Amy wherever you get your podcasts, right here on the Rich Eisen Podcast Network.